Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things.
It don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to another episode of Kingdom of God Ministries. We're so glad you could join us on tonight. We're coming to you live from Waleska, Georgia. For those of you who live in the Canton, Woodstock, Kennesaw, all outside of the Canton, Georgia area, feel free to join us. We're coming to you live. We are at the centers at 6:30. We broadcast from 5 to 5:30, well, 5:30 to 6, and then from there to center, we have worship and teaching. We're going to be doing some in-depth teaching on spiritual warfare. So you don't want to miss these episodes. Bring some pen and paper. We're going deep into the things of God. On tonight, we're going to be coming to you live teaching on there is a famine in the land. And I know if you're a believer and you've asked yourself many questions, Lord, where is the hunger and the thirst for righteousness? I know Bishop and myself, we went out in the community and just passing our tracts and flyers and trying to witness to people, but you know, a lot of people heart, they don't want to even hear about it. Give you an example. We went to one of these major stores to buy some gospel records, And they had maybe a few little gospel CDs. They didn't even have CDs for gospel. What am I saying? Little by little, America is weaning out the things of God. You might say, yeah, on Sunday people be packed in the church. But yeah, what are they doing outside of the church? Is there a hunger? Are they going out witnessing? Are they going out sharing the gospel? Or do they just say it's for me, myself, and my four, no more? Look, saints, we got to go out. I know it's inconvenient. I know it's uncomfortable. But sometimes you got to get out your comfort zone. When the Lord calls you, you have to go. I'm talking about Amos tonight. Amos was a farmer. He had cattle. He had sheep. He had all kinds of livestock. But guess what? God called him out of his comfortable lifestyle and told him to go and proclaim judgment on Israel. When I looked in history, Amos, he proclaimed judgment on Israel for 2 years straight, prophesying against Israel. And after the second year, do you know there was a major earthquake that killed everybody in that region, even Amos? Say, oh, that sounds like doom and gloom. No, that sounds like when the Lord calls you to do what he tells you to do, you have to do it. Now, we're looking in the natural, but see, Amos went home to be with the Lord. So no matter what you're doing, he said, they may destroy this body, but they can't destroy your soul. So we can't be fearful of men, what they're going to say about us, how they're going to treat us. We just go out in the name of the Lord. He said, because if they don't receive you, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. And this is the judgment that he brought up on Israel. So before we go into our program, I want to give you the address of where we are worshiping. So that way, if you want to drop by and just join in and worship with us. Look, we are non-traditional, non-religious format, but we do teach the word. You're going to get some praise and worship. You're going to get the word of God. Amen. We're located at, I want to give you the address, 9081 Fincher, that's F-I-N-C-H-E-R, Road in Waleska, that's W-A-L-E-S-K-A, Georgia. The zip is 30813. And if you need to send us an email for prayer requests, we do that every Saturday we meet. We're praying over the altar over prayer requests. So if you can't be there in person, send us your prayer requests. You can send your emails to kingdomofgodministries77@gmail.com. Amen. So, Lord God, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for giving us this platform to go before your peoples, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you word our mouth, strengthen us, Lord God, that we will only speak what you tell us to speak as oracles of God, Lord God. Open our mouth. Let us speak only what you tell us to speak in prophecy. But Lord God, we're going to go forth in humbleness and obedience to you, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for your protection, for your strength. We thank you for rebuking the devourer off of our lives, off our finances. Lord God, we take authority over every demonic stronghold that try to bind us up, that try to bring on a spirit of depression. We cancel your assignment, witchcraft spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over you right now in Jesus' name. So I'm going to read a few scriptures, and then Pastor, he can come and come as the Lord informs him. But like I said, we're coming out of Amos 8. If you have your Bibles, turn to Amos 8. Okay, and I'm going to give you time to turn to it. But we're coming out of Amos 8, and the title is There is a Famine in the Land. I want you to take a look around you. Take a look at your workplace, in your community. Drugs, violence, murder, demonic possession. And by the way, we will be doing some live deliverance sessions over here at the Waleska Community Center as well. We're getting back to the basics. We're getting back to the signs and the wonders, seeing the miraculous. Lord, we want to see a move of your spirit. We're tired of just playing church as usual. We welcome the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So it says, and I'm going to just read a few scriptures, then we'll turn it over. But it says, a basket of summer fruit And that's what I want to elaborate. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. Amen. So the Hebrew word here for summer fruit, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce it, but I'll spell it. It's Q as in quail, A-Y-T-S-S. It means sound almost identical to the word translated as end. So he's telling Israel, your time has come to an end. Is he saying that to America today? You know, we have had prophets going before us. We have more prophets and churches on every corner, but yet the people's heart are so cold. They don't have a heart after God. In verse 2, just as the fruit in the basket had ripened, so also Israel was ripe for judgment. And one of the things they were being judged on was silence. Listen to that. Silence. You know God, but you silence about the things of God. Why? Because you don't want to be offensive. You say, well, I'm not going to bother them. But look, by you being silenced, your next door neighbor could be on their way to hell. God needs people that's going to stand up. No, it may not be popular, quote, in this day and time. But you know what? God's word don't change. We have to cry loud and spare not. He says the last major segment of Amos is the four sections. First, God accused the wealthy of cheating people in the sale of grain and of enslaving people for the sake of trifling debts. Do that sound like America? I have a problem when you can let a billionaire get away with not paying taxes, but the poor people who don't have much money have to pay taxes. Think about that, saints. Now, there is a judgment in which God swears an oath. The land heaves like the Nile River. People mourn, and there is a famine for the word of God. I was thinking over the past week, you know, Georgia been in a drought season. And one thing about it, when you have a drought season, you don't see too much growing. And I was asking God, I said, because the land is so dry and so barren, Lord God, we need your anointing. We need your water, your Holy Spirit to come and shower down on this generation. Because there is truly a dryness, a famine in the land. So at this time, I just wanted to bring that introduction to you. I'm going to turn this part over to the pastor. He's going to come as God lead him. And like I said, it's going to be 30 minutes because we have to head over to the other part of the sanctuary. So y'all be blessed, and I'll talk to you soon. Be blessed. Amen.
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for the word of the Lord, and we're talking about famine in the land. And what's happening here in Amos is that the scripture, the Lord is going back and forth in time, really. He's dealing with Israel at that time when Israel was doing well, but he's going back and forth in time. He's going back from the time of Israel to where we are right now and beyond. It goes all the way back to in the future to the time when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to come back. But I'm going to bring that out. I just wanted to kind of bring that out a little bit, but I'm going back to the word. And I'm going to read a God's Word version of these scriptures. And I'm going to bring some things out. Now, it says here, I want to bring out what the evangelist Montgomery previously said in reference to the famine in the land. But see, there was a reason that there was a famine in the land of Israel, and there is a reason that there is a famine in the land now. Why is it like this? Let me go back down through the scriptures, and I'm going to read this via God's Word version. We already heard King James Version, but I'm going to read God's Words Version. It says, Amos 8 and 4, listen to this. Those who trample on the needy and ruin those who are oppressed in the world. You say to yourselves, when will the new moon festival be over so that we can sell more grain? When will the day of rest, a holy day, be over so that we can sell more wheat? We can shrink the size of the bushel baskets, increase the cost, and cheat with dishonest scales. We can buy the poor with money and the needy for a pair of sandals. We can sell the husk mixed in with the wheat. All right, let me read on, and then I'm going to bring out some other things. The Lord has sworn an oath by Jacob's pride. I will never forget anything that they have done. God is saying that he will never forget the evil that's going on in this land. All right? I want to bring out some other things, but God said he will never forget the evil that's going on in this land. Some people out there think that because we have all this going on, that God is somehow overlooking it. They think that because all of this that's going on, some people say because there is no God, because they see all the evil that's going on. They think that because of evil that God should just come in and go against their will to commit this evil. Did you hear what I said? They think that God should come in and go against their will to commit this evil and just stop it. When people are holding on to evil, cursing God, throwing their fist in God's face, choosing to disobey God, actively choosing to go against all of the will of God, purposely and forcefully, and at the same time expect God to come in and fix the situation. People, it doesn't work that way. God gave us a will. He gave us choice. But he's not going to go against your will. He's not going to go against your choice. But there's consequences for your will. There's consequences for your choice. But God is not like the devil. The devil will go against your will. And he will force you into different things. And he will lie to you, and he will cheat you, and he will do everything in his power to take your choice from you. That's how the devil operates, but not God. Why am I saying this? Because God is bringing this out. Now it says, the land will tremble because of this. Everyone who lives in it will mourn. The entire land will rise like the Nile, be tossed about, and then sink like Egypt's river. And listen to this. On that day, declares the Almighty Lord, I will make the sun go down at noon. I will darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your festivals into funerals and all your songs into funeral songs. I will put sackcloth around everyone's waist and shave everyone's head. This is talking about the coming of the Lord and the things that our Lord and Savior will do in judgment against those who have forcefully rebelled against him. And the reason I say forcefully like that, people of the Most High God, is because all the good things that God has done, you say, well, God ain't doing nothing good. Yes, he's giving you breath. He's giving you life. He's giving you the ability to live. He's giving you the ability to eat. He's giving you the ability to think. He's giving you the ability to do all the things that you do, but you still reject God. And there will be a time where you will give account of your actions, your deeds, your thoughts, and what you speak when you do all this against God. Now, let me read on some other things. The days are going to come, declares the Almighty Lord, when I will send a famine throughout the land. It won't be an ordinary famine or drought. Instead, there will be a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. People will wander from sea to sea and roam from north to the west to the east. searching for the Lord's word, but they won't find it. On that day, beautiful young women and strong young men will faint because of their thirst. Thirst for the word of the Lord and the Spirit of God and the moving of the Holy Ghost. How horrible it will be for those who swear by Ashimah, the idol of Samaria, and say, I solemnly swear, Dan, as your God lives, I solemnly swear, as long as there is a road to Beersheba, those who say this will fall and never get up. That's idol worship. That's worshiping false gods. That's not hearing the word of the Lord. That's following everything except God's words. That's following everything except scripture. Following everything except what you know is right. When all this and these things are happening and they're turning away from God, and what God is saying is because people turn away from the things of God, they have trust in men. They have trust in their money. They have trust in their own accomplishments. Because of that, God will cause a famine in the land for what? For him. For him. It will be you will be starving for God. You will be starving for the word of God. You will be starving for the Spirit of God. You will be starving for the movement of God. You will be starving for the kingdom of God to be manifest on the earth. And that is what's happening right now in this land of America. That's why. That's the reason why people don't want to, the majority of people in this land really don't want to hear anything about Jesus Christ. But if you start talking to them about Satanism, about demonism, about cults, about witchcraft, about all that is evil, about perversion, about anything that doesn't have anything to do with God and Christ and the things of God, they're on board. Millions of people will follow that. But when you give them the real food of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that food that will strengthen your soul and strengthen your spirit and raise you up out the gutter and get you clean and get your mind regulated and get your heart fixed and get the things right in your life. I want to hear that. Starving to death. Yes, there is a famine in the land. But it's not a famine for food. You got plenty of food. There's plenty of food out here. You have plenty of money. You got plenty of houses. You have plenty of cars. You have everything you think you need or everything you want, but you really, really need God. You really need Jesus Christ. You need the food of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You need the food of the Spirit of the Lord. That's what we need. That's the only thing that's going to straighten out this land. This is the only thing that's going to deal with the hearts of people. This is the only thing that's going to get this hate out of the land. This is the only thing that's going to mend the minds of people in this land. We talk about these police shootings. We talk about all this murder is going on. You talk about all these horrible things that's going on. But these horrible things are going on because of what you're eating. Amen. It's happening like that because of what you're eating, what you're taking into your soul.
Corrupting.
What are you taking into your soul? If you take, look, a funny thing about poison is this. Many times poisons don't just kill you straight up. There are symptoms of that. There are certain things that you do before you die because of what you ate. When you eat of the kingdom of damnation, when you eat from the kingdom of Satan, there will be attributes before you die. And what is that? This is the things that you're seeing in the land today. There will be murder. There will be perversion. There will be cheating. There will be lying. There will be all kinds of problems in the land, earthquakes, tornadoes. We say, well, we always have earthquakes, but not of this consistency. You say, well, we always have had tornadoes. We've always had hurricanes, but not of this frequency and not of this consistency. Back to back, all different times of the season. You have earthquakes, you have hurricanes in times that you're not supposed to have them. But that is because there is this famine in the land, and people will not turn to God. What they do, they believe in themselves. They look, a government is good. I'm not going to say it's not good. We have to have order in the land. But when you place all of your faith and all of your might and your strength in your money or in your military or in your government, and you take God out of everything in the land in which people are trying to do, then that's why we are struggling the way we're struggling. We're not eating the right food, people. We're not getting the right minerals. We're not getting the right vitamins. We're not getting the right nutrients, because what we need in this land is the vitamins of God, the nutrients from God. That's what we need in this land. That's what we need in this time. We need that, because nothing else will solve our problems other than God, Christ, the Holy Ghost. We need the food of the Spirit to manifest in our life. We need the fruit of the Spirit. Now, that's a good food. We need the fruit of the Spirit to be manifest in us so that God can come in and heal this land. Provide water. What? Water of the Spirit. Water of the Word of God. The water that gives life. I see. That's what we need. That's what we need. So, I want to bring that out. But yes, there is a famine in the land. It's a famine of the Word of God. We're starving. So I'm telling you, go to the Word. Go to the Word. Go to the Word. Start feeding yourself the Word of the Lord and see, won't God make a change in your life? See, won't things start working for the better in your life? Amen. See, won't deliverance come? See, won't healing come? See that oppression will leave you. See that depression will leave you. See that foul and unclean spirits will back up off of you, because you got the Word of God in you and the living water flowing out of your belly. That's what we need. But anyway, we only have a few minutes left today. I just want to invite you to our services that we have on every Saturday at 6:30 at the Waleska Community Center. That's 9081 Fincher Road in Waleska. We look forward to seeing you there. We are praying that all of you are blessed out there. We are lifting you up in Christ Jesus, and we know that the Lord will be with you and keep you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you bless everyone that listened to the program tonight. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. We come against all spirits of oppression and depression. We come against every wicked, evil spirit right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus, and every unclean spirit, we bind them up and cast them out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray that you all are blessed, and we're looking forth that you all will come and listen to us again on next Saturday. As I said, every Saturday at 6:30 p.m., well, at 5:30 p.m. we'll be broadcasting, but we'll meet at the community center at 6:30 p.m., and we will be there ministering the Word of God. You all be blessed, and be blessed.